Aries sun signs and Aries rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for July 2019. And Aries, in the month of June, you were really given this sweet opportunity to integrate, to come home to your quote-unquote feelings family, to see that nothing needs to be separated from you, that nothing needs to be taken out in order for you to move through your life, in order for you to action in the world, that it's actually a question of befriending those spaces that may feel vulnerable, that may feel like they need to be fixed, and that there really was this kind of beautiful, curious energy of not needing to fix, of being able to abide and travel with and kind of lend a hand, extend a hand to those pieces of yourself that you think might need to be banished. And in the month of July, there's really an energy of return and of recovery available to you. Your card for this month is the Ace of Wands. This is the energy that initiates the fire cycle. This is the gift of fire in an unadulterated, pure, quite innocent form. And just take a minute to feel into those words, return and recovery. Where are you coming home again? And this can be quite a literal concept. It can be an esoteric concept of kind of a soul home. But what are you available to recover this month? It's almost like this whole month is unfolding for you to just kind of embody that quote of that whole journey. I forget who said it, but that whole journey that you take to come back to the place that you actually started in with new eyes, with a kind of new approach. And this could be literally kind of a recovery of an old hobby that you've let kind of fall by the wayside. It could be a recovery of a part of yourself that really used to live in a younger version, a younger incarnation, but you're finding kind of a new form of now. Whatever it is, you're stripping down a little bit and you're getting kind of back to the basics. It's almost like there is a tide receding. There's tons of watery energy in the cosmos this month, and the tide recedes, and then we see something that's underneath the surface of the water, just sort of rising up to the surface of the water, this kind of form under it. And now that I'm speaking that into being, I'm actually wondering if that was an image that I used for you last month as well. But if so, there is this continuation of that energy of recovery, of really letting a kind of form that is underneath rise to the surface and abide. And you don't have to action on this yet. You don't have to make anything happen. The aces are kinds of gifts. They're kinds of packages that arrive at our door in the elemental form of, in this case, of fire, that we just get a chance to hold. Yes, you're going to seed something. Yes, you're going to create something new. Yes, there's going to be all of this invigorated energy that's available to you. But really take this month of July to pause and to recover. And in that process, to uncover a kind of essence, a kind of soul nugget, you know, that you may have forgotten about yourself, a capacity that you have, a treasure that you sort of have always carried with you, that you may have gotten a little bit distracted through endless kind of efforting and actioning. And really, this is a homecoming month for you. So whatever that means for you, Aries, I wish you a really sweet return to your own doorstep, and I will speak with you soon.